Holden moves to become a full importer by year-end, a big transition for a company that used to command more than 50% of the local market. Today, Holden's market share is just 7.1% and it ranks fourth behind market leader Toyota, Mazda and Hyundai. However, most industry pundits believe the road ahead is far brighter. Holden launched the sedan version of its imported Astra hatch this week, and of course it will launch its fully imported Commodore range towards year-end. The Astra sedan I drove this week shows Holden as pulling out all stops with its imported models. I drove all four variants and they reflect enormous development and polish for a small car, and frankly they had to. With 1.4-litre turbo power in either 6-speed manual or 6-speed auto, the proof is in the way the Astra drives. Developed in Europe and built in Korea, it's received considerable fine-tuning at Holden's proving ground at Langlang in Victoria. Holden has highly equipped the Astra sedan across the entry LS, LS Plus, LT and LTZ. The base LS manual, a 21990 drive away, featuring a rear view camera, rear parking sensors, automatic headlights and 16-inch alloys. The road and driving conditions at wet and windy Byron Bay this week were as bad as they get. However, the Holden Astra sedan is very well sorted. I look forward also to driving it in city conditions, but Holden's local development team have done a great job of tuning it for our conditions. I'm David Berthon.